Okay, case number 10823, Coastal Highway LLC, west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 1,100 feet southwest of Road 88, Cave Neck Road, a special use exception for an outdoor display.
One up here first.
It's your name and place of residence, please.
Richard Bell, 7 Blue Heron Drive, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Okay, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All yours.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. So I own Clean Cut Interlocking Pavers, and this past year we decided to get into the pool business and start installing fiberglass pools. Mm-hmm. So we bought a demo pool to put out by in front of our office on Route 1 to get the public awareness and let people start knowing what our new thing is. And I guess that's why I'm here. I got a letter from Miss Kelly over there about it, and we called up as soon as we got it. We didn't realize we were doing something wrong, and here we are tonight. So,
okay. Now, when you came in to get your application, did you get the standards for the granting of that, for the special use exception?
Yes.
Are you prepared to answer those?
So, special use exception,
mm-hmm.
number one.
Mm-hmm. Uniqueness.
Okay.
Dale.
I don't see it.
Substantial affected person.
As far as our neighboring properties, I don't see how. I've talked to both neighbors and they're fine with it. It doesn't block anybody's entrance or visual as far as a safety issue or anything like that. We kept the pool back, which I thought was our property, right with the telephone poles along Route 1. So nothing is past our, it's actually sitting on our parking lot, on our parking spaces.
Does it meet the setback requirements on front and rear or front and side?
I believe so.
Did you bring any pictures or anything?
I have a picture of that, yes.
Okay. Start that.
Start down there. And please.
Okay. Is this intended to be permanent? I mean, it's out there now and you're going to leave it there?
For the most part, yes. I mean, this banner that was on the pool, that was immediately removed when we got her letter about the sign issue. So now just the pool's there.
Tell us about the uses of the adjacent properties. Is it all commercial, residential?
I mean, the property is a commercial property.
And the uses of the neighboring properties?
Both commercial.
All commercial?
The antique store and the motel is right next to us.
Does that block anybody's view coming out?
None whatsoever. No, that picture just shows the pool. I should have thought that was what was sent, but none whatsoever as far as entrances. Everybody's
not blocking anybody's view.
We share an entrance with the antique store, Susie Hudson, and we put the pool on the far south side of our property. And then the motel entrance is far enough away that they have no.
Nobody has a problem with it.
Nobody has a problem with it whatsoever. Yep, as far as I know. So the main thing is we're just trying to get people to know we're doing it, and it's working. We're getting a lot of traffic and a lot of phone calls about it, and each time we sell a pool, we have to come get a Sussex County building permit, so I think that's a good thing for you guys.
And you understand that when you get those permits, that there are setback requirements that you have to abide by and so
okay.
forth? Because we hate to have someone come before us that, because the pool was in the setback and, you know.
We'd have to, yeah, we'd have to check on that.
First time you've been putting pools in?
Yeah, we've worked around pools for the last 10 years, installing pavers around the pools, and I've worked with a couple of pool companies helping them excavate and get the fiberglass pool in the ground, and we just saw the need of a company that could offer a turnkey package, basically, and that's what no other pool company around here wants to do. They just want to put the pool in the ground and fill it up with water, and that they're done. That's it. And then they're left finding the landscaper, the paver guy, the deck guy, the fence guy, and we're trying to offer everything in-house, one contractor, one person, and we've gotten some good feedbacks, and it's working well.
Good. Okay. Okay, are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, with adjacent properties being commercial, and the purpose of the request is a commercial application, I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely the uses of those adjacent or neighboring properties, so I make a motion that we approve case number 10,823 for a period of 5 years. That's the maximum.
Good for 5 years.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you want to continue, you need... before 5 years is up, you really need to reapply then.
Gotcha.
Instead of waiting for it to expire.
Okay.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,823 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir, for a period of 5 years.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. May we be excused?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
I get that. Do I get that back?
You got to wait 30 about days. 30 or 60
okay.
days.
That's fine. Thank you.
They can make a copy for you if you really need it. They can make a copy for you at the office tomorrow if
I'll
you really need
it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Next case, please.